Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about Gene and Jane being here. Dr. Gene and Dr. Jane. Dr. Jane Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox are here. And we're going to talk about branding. They are the co-authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding. And folks, small business owners we're so remedial in our knowledge and our execution of branding that Gene and Jane felt like they needed to use farm animals to help us understand these things. And that's what they've done in their book. Gene, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here as well. Glad you could be here. I was telling the audience earlier in the hour how you guys use farm animals to help small business owners understand branding. But today you want to actually talk about technology.
Yes. Well,
now, I have to say, you know, I grew up on a farm. And of course, the primary animal in your book is the cow.
Yes.
Right? And so when I knew that you wanted to talk about technology, I had to think about when I grew up on the farm, I milked a lot of cows, but there was no technology involved.
Right.
And now they use technology to milk cows. And I just had to think about that.
Well, I had a conversation with a client yesterday about just how the world has changed. I mean, she's in the medical field, and we were talking about, you know, when we were kids, there were family doctors, people who came to your house.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, what has changed that made to get us to where we are today? And when you look at just the world in general, technology has impacted every aspect of our lives, from milking cows to in the health system now, everybody's a specialist. And, you know, the technology has done wonderful things for our lives in terms of, you know, all the medicines and the things that now cure diseases and all this technology that lets us communicate instantaneously. But it's made the world much more complex for everybody.
Well, because we've got so many choices, that's one of the complexities.
Right. So many choices, so many ways to do things.
So many different channels to deliver messages.
Right.
Yeah.
And so many ways now for people to ignore your messages.
Well, that's a little scary, isn't it?
Isn't it? I mean, you can send email blasts, but there's people have spam blockers, they have pop-up blockers, and they this real fast delete key.
Oh, yeah.
You can have telemarketing, but there's caller ID, and if I don't recognize the phone number, I let it go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, don't forget the remote.
The remote control.
Don't forget TiVo.
TiVo.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to reach people with your message today, but there's lots of ways for people to ignore it.
What do you think, Jane?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the second thing is I was looking at another service this morning for advertising online, and one of the things that's happened is people are really paying attention to how social groups behave and how to get your behavior based on people, other people like you that you've never seen, and this is also a new rising area in advertising—a very, very targeted kind of advertising.
Well, let me ask you ladies a question. I want to use me as an example, and you tell me how different I am. I actually almost never see advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, I mean, I think it's maybe because I'm a guy. Okay, I don't start thinking about or wanting or looking for or allowing, say, a message to get to me until I need something.
Right.
I'm not constantly saying, oh, I wonder what's available. Wow, here's all this new stuff. And that's just the way I am. And when I read the newspaper, I don't see ads. I don't see advertisement. I just see the content. Because that's what I'm going for.
Right.
And I wonder, is that a guy thing?
Well, I think, I'm not sure it's just
because,
guys.
Because my wife takes a lot longer to read the paper, and I think it's now she reads faster than me, but I think it's because she spends time with the ads. She looks at what's for sale.
Yeah, well, I can't say, because I tend to ignore ads, too, and again, unless I'm looking for something. And the point is just less the ad. I mean, I've seen so many ads that even after I look at them, I don't know what they're for. Or
now,
I don't.
There are a lot of those, and boy, that's a cardinal sin, isn't it?
That's it. With all of the stuff we're talking about and all of these different ways of getting information, if you don't make yours stand out,
right?
Who's gonna notice it?
That's the point that I was going to make about myself. I wonder if I become more like that just out of self-defense. When we come back, I'm going to get Gene and Jane to weigh in on this some more right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding. 20 tales. Stay with us.
You're in an awful fix.
Tell me a secret, tell me a lie, tell me the truth if you have.
Welcome back, it's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron. And they're the co-authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And Gene and Jane, one of you, give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please.
Our website is www.cattlelogos.com. That's CATTLE, like the cow, LOGOS.com.
And that's Dr. Gene, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I was talking, when we went to the break, I was saying that that I wonder if maybe, I mean, obviously, as I say, you know, as a guy, I think most guys just don't see a lot of buying opportunities. And you know, most of us, when we shop, we know what we want. We go in, we get it, and we go and we leave. But I actually wonder, ladies, if all the technology that's available, bombarding me with all the different things, all the different impressions. What you guys know, somebody told me once how many different impressions we have a chance to see in a day. It's thousands. Maybe you know what it is, but my point is, maybe it's because of that I've become more toughened up over against these messages, because maybe out of self-defense. What do you think?
I think that's true. The number I've heard is like 3,500 marketing messages hit us every day.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I think there's a couple of things going on, and that the context of these is very important. Like I've gotten so now I really pay attention to ads, and I go out looking at them everywhere, but I think that's because of the business I'm in.
It's your profession, yeah.
It's my profession. So I really am really tightly tuned to what's working and what's not and what people like and all of that. But I also think there is a bit of a guy thing, because I think women are inherently sort of browsers and gatherers, and we keep all of this information in our heads about mm-hmm. what might be useful in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know it's politically incorrect, but I think there is a gender difference right there.
I don't think there's any question about that, and I don't even think it's politically incorrect. I mean, I think it's the truth. But the thing is,
I think there's another aspect of what you said, Jim, that there is so much information out there now that's why this whole concept of word-of-mouth marketing and referral has become, I mean, that's a buzz. Everybody's talking about that. How do you get people talking about you? Because it's so easy to ignore all these messages now. So you have to do something different to really get people to notice you today.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Either word of mouth or centers of influence.
Yes.
People. That's one of the roles that we play here on this show is that I it's a contract I made with my audience a long time ago, and that is that I would only introduce them to people that I consider to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would meet people, either advertisers or guests on the show, who who would have things to sell, because that's what makes the marketplace go around.
Yes.
But that they would only be the best, and that they would be only the people that I felt were worthy of my audience's time and money, and that's my contract with them. And so in that way, I'm a center of influence. I'm a referrer, as you say. And I think small business owners are focusing on more on those kinds of relationships. What do you think?
I think you're dead on. You know, that basically... I think everybody is focusing much more on those kinds of relationships, just because one of the things that we're all trying to do is deal with this massive amount of information that's coming at us every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it used to be that, you know, when we think about when our parents grew up, for example, they were in an information-poor society.
Mm-hmm.
And any information was good, and you really worked to get it.
And they believed everything that it came out of, because if it was new, and it must be right.
Yeah, and now people are dealing with exactly the opposite. You have too much information,
right?
And people are very skeptical.
Looking
today
at a younger generation is really interesting, because they really know how to screen stuff mm-hmm. out.
But in Gene, the none of this precludes advertising. It's just that you've got to be smart about your advertising, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Right. It's a friend of mine did an article about newsletters, about the big debate, should I do a paper newsletter, should I do an electronic one? And I asked her, you know, what she, after talking to everybody, what she had come down to, and she said the bottom line is it has to be interesting. It doesn't matter what the format is.
Right.
It has to have something in it that catches people's eyes, that they look forward to when they read it. So it doesn't mean you don't advertise. It doesn't mean you don't do the traditional mailings and whatever. But you have to do them in a way that stands out from the herd.
And you have to get them in front of the people who want that information.
Yes.
Yes.
So the shotgun approach. I mean, but see, the thing is, in today, and this is where technology is a good thing. With the technology today, and with the options that advertisers have, small and large, you can target on radio. You can target in newspaper.
Right.
You can target on television.
If we go back to the analogy we were talking about on the farm, you can target where to put the fertilizer.
Exactly.
You know, exactly what little square. You have lists that cut the demographics any way you want.
And she wasn't talking about my show, folks. She was actually talking about, I know that's what some of you were thinking. We were talking about off the air. We need to clear this up here, Jane. I mean, Gene. We were talking off the air about how farmers are using technology to know where to put the fertilizer. That's what she meant. Don't get any ideas here, folks. Quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Okay.
And we'll be back. We got a lot more fertilizer for you, folks. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron are here. And Gene is the smart aleck, by the way. She's the one that tried to make the inference that this show might be have something to do with spreading fertilizer. But seriously, technology is like almost everything else in our lives. It's the bane of marketing, and it's also a great tool for marketing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to learn how to balance it, and it's like with any technology today, you have to learn what's the right way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for both, you know, external advertising and marketing, and how to use it internally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we deal with a lot of that with our clients in terms of people who are using the wrong software to do things, or they're using the right software, but they're using it badly, and they're not able to really create a consistent brand because they don't know how or they haven't implemented the systems to really support doing it in a consistent way. And then when you take all of that externally into your marketing and your customer interactions, then you have confusion.
Jane, I think that the 20th century marketing theme, the marketing focus, was more about manipulation than anything else. I think the 21st century theme cannot be about manipulation at all. What do you think?
I think one of the big things that, in particular, the internet and this ubiquitous marketing all the time has gotten us, is that we're going to have to be a lot more honest than we had to be in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're not basically honest about what your product is or what it does, you're going to get nailed because of all the news groups and
right.
the focuses. And this is going to sound weird in today's world, but particularly for the little guys, you're going to have to do it. Or, you know,
it's our nature to do that because we're not. It's not, in my opinion, it's not natural to want to manipulate people. I don't think small business owners are will want to do that. And so I think I'm not saying that big companies aren't honest at all. I'm not saying that at all. Neither are you. It's just that I think you're going to find the truth in small businesses because the truth is simple, and we typically operate a lot less complicated than a lot of
right.
folks do.
Right. Yep. It gets to the ABCs. I mean, we always come back to those, that what you do has to be appropriate. It has to be believable. Credibility is a huge issue today, and you have to be consistent. And if you adhere to that, I mean, and it sounds so simple, and people accuse us of being too simplistic about branding. Well, that's what it gets down to. You have to know your...
Anybody tells you that, you give them my phone number and I'll straighten them out.
Good,
The way you guys approach branding is genius.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, I just
can we quote you on that?
You can. And speaking of which, did I understand you correctly that you're going to, in your next book, that you're actually going to name a cow for me?
Yes, we will.
You are? Did I hear that?
Okay. Yes, we'll have the blasting cow.
Can it be a male cow? Could it be a bull
yes.
specifically? I'd appreciate that. That would make me feel better.
Okay. We'll have him out on the farm with his GPS.
Yeah, there you go. A cow with a GPS. Yes, I can see that. but it is interesting how technology and technology uh-huh. though is if you're too much stuck in the 20th century, technology is frightening for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it will be interesting to see how things evolve over the next generation because the younger people today have grown up with all of these things and they're not as intimidated by it as some of us older folks can be.
And they see the possibilities, don't they?
They see the possibilities, and they're used to it. And people are going to be getting information on their cell phones.
They're
going to have,
yeah.
you know, everybody
Absolutely.
has a device now they carry mm-hmm. around and they read and they instant message and they get their stock reports.
Maybe even their fertilizer, right?
Maybe.
Hey,
Jane, Starbucks.
Give us the website again, Jane.
www.catalogos.com.
And Jane, tell us the name of the book.
The name of the book is Abelard's ABCs of Branding.
Did we have fun today, ladies?
Yes,
had a
we
great
did.
Time. We always love talking to you, Jim.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Jane.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
And to you and your
we'll
family.
We'll see you next time. Blasting Cow. How about that? How about Blasting Bull? Now, that doesn't have the right same ring, does it? Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.